Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Congresswoman Angie Craig attended a roundtable discussion on healthcare costs in Moorhead Sunday. It included leaders from Essentia Health and Sanford Health, who discussed needs to lower costs of healthcare premiums and addressed staffing shortages for several positions like nurses and radiologists.
What I heard from them is bringing all of the stakeholders together, from big pharma to hospitals themselves, to pharmacy benefit providers, and really having some tough conversations about not just their piece of the healthcare system, but how do we actually drive down cost in healthcare.
The tough times continue for Minnesota farmers, especially our wheat farmers. Senate Ag Chair Eric Putnam of St. Cloud visited a wheat farm last week in the Red River Valley.
You know, it's tough. I mean, they're dealing with all the same kind of tariff chaos related kind of difficulties that every farmer is. But you add to that the just lack of profitability in wheat, and you're seeing a lot of people kind of get out of wheat.
Putnam is calling on the federal government to find ways to help all Minnesota farmers find higher prices for their crops with lower expenses. The Minnesota Twins will have one of their star players back in the lineup. The team announced they've reinstated outfielder Byron Buxton from the 10-day injured list. Buxton was placed on the injured list July 7th with a right hip strain that kept him from playing in the All-Star game. Buxton is 8th in the major leagues with 25 homers this season. The Twins are in Cleveland tonight for the start of a 4-game series. And the Minnesota Department of Children, Youth, and Families has launched a new pilot program aimed at keeping early childhood educators in the profession. Early Childhood Administrator Barta Wahi.
The benefit program gives participants up to $55 per month to spend through a third-party vendor on a selected set of benefits, including dental, vision, telehealth, teletherapy, life insurance, and a little bit more.
Wahi says nearly 50% of early educators don't have medical insurance through their employer, and more than 50% don't have dental insurance. In other headlines, Minnesotans might notice some slightly improved air quality over the next couple of days. Air Resource Advisor Josh Hall says recent rain in northeast Minnesota has helped.
Generally, we're not seeing a lot of smoke being generated from these fires, nor in Canada at this time. However, we do know these fires are going to be a long-term event, so there is a short reprieve we're expecting to see from air quality over the next few days.
Hall says now could be a good time to get supplies for when wildfire smoke returns. A Vesta man is dead after a motorcycle crash in Redwood County Saturday. The sheriff's department says the crash happened at a county road intersection about 6 miles south of Wood Lake. The victim's identified as 48-year-old Craig Michael Bounty of Vesta. Authorities say he lost control on a curve, entered the ditch, and hit a road sign. He was pronounced dead at the scene. And Minnesota drivers are paying more at the pump for a second straight week. AAA says the statewide average for regular unleaded is now $3.87 a gallon, up 12 cents from last week. Analysts point to tensions involving Iran and the Strait of Hormuz as factors in rising prices. This is MNN.